Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do something if somebody wants to come out.
But yes, we will be able to do that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Phenomena Life Matters. This is Paula Tobey, and I am here today doing an episode all about the mom transformation. And the mom transformation is not just your typical event. The mom transformation is really all about transforming women's lives, women of all ages, their lives into something more. And it's taking what we have down deep inside, who God initially created us to be, and it's allowing her to step out into who she was and is created to be. And what we're doing is supporting one another, we're coming together in community, and we're giving somebody a whole new look. And this is through an actual makeover, but it's a whole new look on life. And what I have for you today is a little explanation. We're going to dive deeper into what the transformation event is all about, what it looks like, some of the things that we're going to be covering. And I have two of our fabulous speakers here with me today on the other line. I have Dorothy and Miss Peggy. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I tell you what? I was sitting here trying not to go, oh, yes, girl, preach it, preach it. Yes, girl. I was literally having to bite my tongue. So I love that. I love the introduction you just gave for the mom transformation. It is so dead on.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I was sitting here thinking transformation, who we were, but who he wants us to be, and from what we was trained up to be to who he's turned us into be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I'm actually going to be speaking on refining parents after adulthood. Sort of like when your babies all their days grow up and don't live with you any longer. You most definitely need a transformation because you have to go from the mothering to the believing that you trained them up in the way they should go.
Yeah,
you have to leave behind some stuff and let go of control is what we're going to be talking about, because when you let go of control, that's actually transforming you to another level in parenting good.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be great.
And I need that because, you know, I got a bunch of adolescent adults. Mine go from teenagers to, one's officially an adult, but he's still at home. So when they get out on their own, I'm going to have to figure out how not to hover and be that mama that goes, why would you do that? You know, so, I can't wait to hear Miss Peggy's breakout and all that good stuff that we got going on.
And actually, I've been a mother for 40 years.
Woo!
So when you've mothered babies for
We got some sainthood. We need to, like, give you, like there's some extra crowns for somebody that's been a mama that long. I'm just saying.
And it's hard to let go of your little babies like that. I know that they're 40, but friend, they're still your babies. And, you know, I liked it better when my boys wanted my car and my girls wanted my clothes. So that actually transforms me into a whole different standard of accountability when they no longer want to borrow my car and they don't want to use my clothes at home.
Yeah.
It takes me to a different paintbrush. And that's what I'm going to be talking about is the canvas and the paintbrush that our children as adults begin to hand us to paint a different picture.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had our pastor make a statement Sunday that I had to write down. It says, as a mom, I'm supposed to grow my children into maturity, not coddle them as infant adults.
Amen.
I was like, oh, because, you know, we always want to, you know, we're so used to kids being dependent upon us that when they are no longer dependent upon us, we don't quite know what to do. You know, that's what we identity in as moms is being a mom. And then what do we do once we're not a mom? And, well, I mean, once we're not mothering our children and they are mothering their children, you know, where do we find our identity and where do we go and what do we do? And that's what I'm talking about at our 2 o'clock session is where are we grounding things and getting back to the basics of redefining who we are. Through Worst Cooks, of course. When I did Worst Cooks, I was like, okay, God, what is your point to this? Because the door to going on to Worst Cooks in America opened, and I didn't necessarily open it. And I went, okay, if you leave this door open, I will walk through it, but I need to know what you're going to teach me. Because for real, cooking was stressful, and I know it sounds ridiculous as a mom for cooking to be stressful, but it was. It was. And so he really has brought together and showed me some things of getting back to the basics.
A transformation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just like Dorothy was saying at the beginning, you know, letting go of what we've nurtured for so many years, and that's actually some of the same things the Lord has given me to be able to speak to women at the 9:30 breakout, and it's going to be about control.
Yeah, because you know, us as women and mamas, we got control issues.
Yeah, you know, but
bad.
Yeah, but we're going to be overcomers, because that's what this phenomenal conference is going to be all about, is transforming, being overcomers, and knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, we're going to be a mama the rest of our lives. But how are you going to walk it out? You're going to walk it out in control. You're going to walk it out in regret. You're going to walk it in with condemnation.
He's preaching now.
We're going to help women know and walk them through, cure them in their hands to be overcomers and not leave their condemnation like pressed down. They're going to be knowing they're above and they've done their best.
Yeah.
That's why we're inviting all women to make their way out.
And can I just tell you, Miss Peggy, I know that the conference, we have so many breakout sessions. I mean, Paula, you're teaching a couple on you're teaching one on parenting, especially children, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
And then Vicky's teaching one. Vicky is our children's director at Mother's Day Out. She's teaching one on challenging children, on young children, and the tricks in the trade of being able to prevent meltdowns and tantrums and, you know, new tools to be able to discipline in a way that's healthy for them. So Vicky's going to cover that, and so I'm really excited about that. But you're also teaching one on nutritional living and health, right? Because that's part of your story, is you having to go through the health and the process of becoming transformed through that.
Yes, that's right. And my transformation, you know, started years and years prior, but I didn't really let myself be fully transformed. I started seeing glimpses of it. I let fear stop me. And I continued to live life in chains. And each time God showed me that I was being bound and I realized it, I was able to let go and free myself. However, for me, that had to happen 5 times. And when I finally let go and finally stepped into that freedom, I believe I truly became transformed, and I understood what having a phenomenal life is really all about. And
can I tell you what? I'm really glad you just said that. I'm really glad you just said that it took you 5 times, because us as women think that it should happen the first time and we should get it down and it should be done. And we feel like we're failures, and we have a level of shame that comes with the fact that we didn't get it done the first time, and that, you know, we didn't transform and become this whole being or get over our issues or deal with them the way that God wants us to deal with them. We don't realize it's a process. We want it to be an event and not a process. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so glad you said it took you 5 times to really embrace the fullness of it, because, you know, it is a process and it does take time, and it's not a quick fix, and it's not one of those things that we just say, oh, I'm going to change, and boop, there it is.
Right. Just
that's
like
right.
Being a mom.
That's right.
You don't become pregnant today and deliver tomorrow. Process of walking it out of different sides of growing, of different emotions. So different steps in conceiving and delivering, just like it is from birthing to maturing and growing up, is the same, similar to like Ms. Dorothy was saying.
Absolutely.
It's not an overnight fix.
I am so excited to hear about your process Friday night, whenever you start talking about, you know, how you came through everything, the events that came with it. I have seen some of your pictures, so I cannot wait for you to share that with our ladies. I mean, I think it's going to be amazing and wonderful. And then to be able to come back the next day and really specifically talk about, you know, specific tips and tricks that can keep us healthy and how we can make it a viable part of our lifestyle and all that good stuff. I'm excited about that. I really am. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes as mamas, we think there's a process. It's so challenging. Really, it's just simple set steps by putting God first and allowing Him to walk us through and walk us out into freedom and into victory as mothers that carry the baggage that's so big.
Okay, so let me tell you another breakout speaker I'm super excited about. Kathy Henderson is going to come, and she's talking about being divorced, single, and then healed from that.
Ooh.
I mean, over 60% of our entire nation is divorced. And there's so much hurt and pain that comes along with the separation of a divorce that to be healed through that and to know how you can be healed through that, to me, that's amazing. I mean, that is something that could change your life and your whole dynamic and makeup with how you deal with people every day, as well as your children if you have them, you know, just from that simple thing right there.
And how about Ms. Krista Garza? She's going to talk to us about how to create an atmosphere in your home, a peaceful one.
A peaceful one. Girl,
go on with it.
I got three teenagers. I need some peace up in here.
Yeah. We think just sometimes to the position that we hold that it's all good and well. We're real. We're going to just be real. We're going to just talk one-on-one. We're just going to have a great time just letting them know. It's not always air conditioning in the house. Sometimes the heater comes on.
And sometimes when the heat is up, we got to turn the AC on to cool
down.
And that's kind of our role as mamas. We can either be a thermometer or a thermostat.
That's right.
We can either make the atmosphere cooler or hotter, or we can just gauge what it is and let it run amok.
And we control it. Actually, you know, when our husbands walk in from work, the first thing my husband can do is look at my face and say if he's good to go or thank God well today.
Are we going to have a good night or am I going to need to go to my
bedroom
for the evening?
Do I take time to stop use my bride or do I need to go shower first? Chrissy is just going to really do a great job with that.
I can't wait. Another one.
Awesome.
I am bringing one of my closest friends in. I will tell you, she was my lead makeup artist for years and years, and I love this woman, and I will give her credit. She is the one that nicely, persistently, kept inviting me to Beth Moore's King Free Conference, and let me tell you, that right there was life-changing. That was where that seed got planted and started to slowly shift my way back to the Father. So if I could say single-handedly, she is responsible. She had a major hand. God used her. So Elise Hurd is coming in. And she is, girl, she's still in her 20s. Well, maybe she's 30. But if she's not, she's like 28 or 29. And this woman has a wealth of knowledge with children. She is a full-time homemaker. She homeschools her children. She has got four little girls. The oldest one is 9, but the rest of them are under the age of like 5. And let me tell you what, the stuff these children do, she has got a best-selling book just in the chronicles of Elise Hurd's life. I mean, they are hilarious, but they pull some stuff. So, you know, she's going to talk about how to remain productive and effective during life's constant interruptions when you are parenting children and whenever, you know, you're trying to cook and clean and you just had a child vomit somewhere. Or, you know, when your 3-year-old gives your 1-year-old a bath in the cabinet, the cabinet drawer.
I saw that picture. That was awesome.
Her daughter did that. Yeah. I was like, Lord, have mercy on you. So she's going to be talking about that, and it's awesome. Miss Cindy Gonzalez is going to be talking about homeschooling.
Yes.
Girl, whenever my children were little, I told my husband, I'm like, we got to move because I can't have my children in these schools. And one of three things is going to happen. You're either going to move me to this area where our church is, where they can go to school at a great school. You're going to pay for private schooling for all three children. By the way, you can't afford that. Or I'm going to end up homeschooling, and you're going to have to pay our mental health bills. You know, I would have loved to have had someone be able to talk about homeschooling, dispel the myths on it, yourself, how easy it is, give advice and curriculum. You know, if you're even considering homeschooling your kids, this is a great place to start. If you're already homeschooling, man, there's a wealth of knowledge there from someone who has been there and done that, and she can definitely expand on it and help it out and go from there. So I am super, super happy about that. So no guilt to you women who don't do that. I did not homeschool not 1/5 of mine. At one point,
that's why they're still alive, Miss Faye.
At one point I wanted to, and they like looked at me like, are you serious? Don't even go there, girl.
Wait, we don't want to be home with you, Mama.
We like the principal, Mama. You know, look on long distance when we get there. Okay. So it's not for everybody, but I know that it's those that do it and want to do it, they're going to find some great knowledge there.
Can I tell you, Holly Fitzhenry, I love that woman today. Holly, I don't know if you know, but Holly is talking about process of grief and loss. Now, here's the deal. You don't have to be a mama to have experienced loss or grief, but we have lots of mamas that have. We have lots of women in our community that has experienced loss and grief. We have lots of people that have. And she firsthand has knowledge in the experience of losing a mama. So she is going to be able to talk about ways that you can deal with grief, ways that God's grace is abundant in your life to help you heal through that, things that can keep you going, how to keep yourself on track in a mindset in a way that will help keep things in a healthy manner, in a way to overcome and to heal. I mean, you don't ever forget. I was talking to her the other day, and she was telling me how, you know, she had a dream about her mom, and she just really enjoyed getting to see her, and that, you know, she was recognizing her mother's birthday. And even though her mother has passed and it's been a while, she doesn't forget her, but she doesn't, you know, allow the grief to overwhelm her either.
And actually, she's also going to have Gina come in there with her.
Is she?
The praise and worship leader's wife at our church, because they had just experienced, like, just last week or week before last, of losing a baby, miscarrying way too early.
Well, that's going to be fun.
It's not only just going to be, you know, our parents and things, but it's going to get as personal as, Mama, you have the right to hurt when you lose one of your babies.
Yeah.
It's real. It's real. And
we have to give ourselves permission to grieve. We always want to be the strong woman that sucks it up and deals it for everyone and does, you know, we're the rock of the house and the emotional stable one. And we got to remember that we have to give ourselves permission to be weak in his presence
and in
his arms and allow him to do in us what we can't do in us.
To transform us.
Absolutely.
And don't forget what we would expect at least at a women's conference is going to be couponing.
Woo, girl.
We got a lady coming in by the name of Rose Molly. She's actually
she's
one of our homegirls.
Couponer.
Yeah. How fun would it be to go to the store and you'd be owing them people about $600-something, but then you hand them some paper and you come out owing them $3 or something. Come on now.
Girl, no. Rose don't owe people nothing. Rose gets them to pay her back in gift cards. What you talking about, $3? She would be flabbergasted and much upset if she actually had to pay something.
Yeah.
She's going to give some good tips and tricks. She's going to tell you how to set it up. She's going to tell you how not to let it become an addiction, because it does become an addiction when you get that thrill of the kill.
The dream of the
So she's going to take and show you the good about it, the bad about it, how to use it for your family, but not how to let it use you.
And she may be giving you the numbers to some of the managers at the store, because there's a lot of ladies that don't understand it, and they get upset that they haven't received it at checkout. So call over the manager and let's get some help up in here. But that is a wealth of information, because as women of God, and not only just, you know, mamas and things, that's part of our responsibility sometimes to oversee our finances and to bring food up in that house for our family. And what better way than to know that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous? I'll take the food off.
Yeah. Okay. So the last breakout speaker that we have not talked about, I mean, we have one more. I want to leave the best for last.
Okay.
Not the best, but for me, it's special. Our final breakout speaker that I am so excited to hear from is Pastor Jonna.
Oh, amen.
Jonna is going to come in, and she is going to talk about designing your dream husband. Now, I don't know if you have met Pastor Don, but I want to know how she designed that, and where did her blueprints come from? I'm just saying. So, you know, when we were first talking about it, I said, I just need you to teach about difficult husbands. And she looked at me and was like, are you saying I got a difficult husband? I'm like, well.
No.
But she is going to come in and give us tips and tricks on, you know, how to handle situations that might be difficult with our husbands because, you know, they're men, we're women, and they're from Mars.
Jupiter.
Mars. She's going to come in, and she is going to tell us how we can help change the dynamic of our marriage with our husbands and how we can serve them as wives and how, you know, we can become the wife that God wants us to be for
yes.
them and how we can talk to the king and not the fool in them.
That's right.
So I am super excited to hear about her personal experiences with Pastor, some of the things that she's used to be able to navigate a 20-year marriage and make it happen, especially in ministry, because ministry is such a hard it's such a hard road to go down. And so there's so many different potholes and different levels. And to be able to survive through that and come together and cling and become one, I mean, it's just amazing. So I'm really looking forward to her expertise on husbandhood.
We need to check into it instead of in our marriage is checking out.
Right.
So she's going to give a great word there, and it's going to be real because that's just who she is. And just be able to show the beauty.
And I don't know if I mentioned, I think I might have missed, Annette Melanson. Annette's talking
yes.
about overcoming life in general.
In general.
So she's talking about every mom who may be married, divorced, or single. She's going to be talking about the hard times in life and how you can dig in and overcome things. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a great session.
Sort of like when they hand you lemons, make lemonade.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Another...
Very good.
Saturday night, Paula, I don't know if you have heard Melissa's testimony, but I'm telling you, I cannot wait to hear her testimony. I cannot wait for her to share how God has transformed her from where she was at status quo as a normal housewife woman. She had what we call the American dream. It was like the American dream. As a matter of fact, they labeled her and her husband as Ken and Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, if you could write out the American dream, you would have stamped Melissa and her husband on there. And so she's going to talk about several events came about, and God changed her through the trauma of a divorce. And how she dealt with her children with that, and how she became the wife and the woman that had kind of shallow roots in what she knew into a woman deeply rooted into God. If you don't know Melissa, she's in our neck of the woods. She is a figure. She owns All About You. She's been a part of our church. So, you know, she's really going to be able to just speak into how you deal with life traumas and allow it to change you for the better instead of allowing it to break you for the worse. Come a level of brokenness that you have to go through to have an overcoming and a phenomenal life. If you aren't broken, you can't rebuild.
That's right.
That's
just like she said, she had the Ken and Barbie life. Well, we know Ken and Barbie's just not real.
Right.
But that is the humbling that she comes to and allow the Lord just to break her, to make her so real as she is today. They're just going to love to hear from her. She is so real. She's so real and she's so fun. And
we're going to have an opportunity to, you know, pray with women to help encourage
yes.
them, to help break some things off and come into agreement with them, to help the healing start. And, you know, we're really going to be able to just come together as a unified group of women in our community to support each other. Because let me tell you what. Girls compete, women encouraged. And that's what we're going to do. We are going to uplift each other. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to let you know you're not alone in this. We are all jacked up. We all have messed up families. We all have messed up lives. But we are all trying to live it and build it on the Word of God and by His regulations and what He says we are. And we just have to, you know, hold accountable to each other to do that and help each other. You need to help a sister out because, you know what, sometimes I got to get saved a couple times a day to keep my salvation.
Help me get up in alignment, you know. People don't have a problem going to the chiropractor because it all feels good to them. Well, we're the girls that are going to stand by the other women and help them hold their arms up as they get in alignment. And we can help them walk it out and talk it out and rub shoulders with them and let them know, like Dorothy said, you're not in it by yourself.
You know, and also let them know if God can change my messed upness and all of the jacked upness I have been there, done, He can change anybody. Like, for real, people just don't want to talk about their dirt, and they don't want to talk about what they've done because they're embarrassed of it. But when you're healed from it, then it becomes a testimony. So I guarantee you, you can't come out of anything any more messed up than Melissa has, than I have, than Miss Peggy has. Girl, I heard your testimony.
Help me now.
You know, if He can work through all that in us, He can work through all that in anybody. And that's what His heart's desire is.
Work in the impossible, because without our stories being told to these women, we can't give Him the glory. And that's what this is all about, is advancing the kingdom and empowering women to stand on this battlefield of mamahood that we're in.
Yeah.
And know, hey, no more guilt, no more shame, no more unhealthiness, no more poverty. We're rising above, and we're going to be what Christ said we are.
That's fine.
And
Amen.
We're going to do it healthy.
Sorry, I was just going to say that I can't wait for the panel, because the panel is something. Yes, the panel is something that we're giving women an opportunity to be able to ask questions if they're hard, if they're dirty, if they're deep, whatever it is, we're going to open
and
it up
anonymous.
For them to be able to ask.
The questions are all anonymous. So we don't know who has asked what. We don't care. You can ask anything. I mean, we have a place online where you can submit your questions before the conference, which would be great. You know, but if not, even in the breakout sessions, they're going to have the ability to write questions down on a note card and submit them. If the person in the breakout session hasn't already answered, you know, whatever they need, they'll have the ability to ask questions. Now, I don't know that we'll get to answer all of them, but we're going to take some of the hard ones. I mean, we've got questions already submitted, like, you know, how do I know when to get out of a verbally abusive relationship? I mean, nobody talks about that, you know? Or, I mean, my four-year-old's driving me crazy. How do I deal with that? I mean, Paula's an expert on that. She's a parenting coach. You know, so we have got a wide variety from, hey, can you tell me more about a Daniel fast? Can you tell me about intercession? Yeah. What is that? All the way to the really hard, deep stuff of abuse and of things that are really what most people wouldn't want to talk about, and they consider it taboo or embarrassing. And you know what? We're not embarrassed. We're going to take out the word. We're going to work the word for our benefit. And we're going to see what God has to say about those things and give real-life, applicable, biblical answers to
the overcoming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being transformed to who you say and what people have said and what you want to talk about to, oh, wow, it's not just me. It's real.
Well, it's everybody. We all deal with it. We just have to be brave enough to talk about it and to give not our opinions, but give answers according to the word, because we know that our opinions can sway back and forth, but His word remains true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That
all right,
so
ladies.
Right.
Well, our time is winding down, but I'm so excited about this conference. I mean, you two are on fire, and we're all going to be on fire together, but more than anything, it's the transformation of women's hearts that I am so on fire about. I cannot wait to see some of these light bulbs go off and some of the hugging and embracing new life together in Jesus Christ. So I want to thank you for
Miss Peggy,
coming on the call
today.
We're
going to have to go buy more tissues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to supply the Kleenexes.
So good. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on. And Dorothy, will you real quick give us the address that people can go online and buy tickets if they have not done so yet.
You can go on to mercygatechurch.com, and under the ministries, you can go on to women's ministry. You'll be able to click through to get tickets there. You'll be able to submit your panel questions there. You'll be able to look at all the breakout sessions there and look at the full schedule. Everything that you need is on mercygatechurch.com under the women's ministry page. So definitely go on there. We need everybody to get tickets as soon as they can so that we can make sure we have food for you. You know, but hey, if it comes down to it, we are not ever going to turn a woman away at the door. So right now we have tickets available, and we really want to be able to engage every woman. We want you to bring your friends, mamas, grandmas. We want you to bring your daughters, your nieces, your granddaughters. This is a time that we want to join the older generations with the younger generations, because the word says that the older generation women are supposed to train up the younger women. Girl, Miss Peggy, I need some training. I need you to tell me what not to do with these adult children. Just like I can, you know, Paula, you can tell some of these younger mamas what to do with their younger children. We have got to come together, become unified, and help each other out.
Yes, and we're building the body of Christ.
Amen. All right, ladies, well, our time is officially up, but I want to thank you both so much for taking time out of your busy, busy week and talking with me and helping me to promote this event. I am very, very excited, and God will do unbelievable things. Thank you, ladies, so much, and I hope that you all have a phenomenal time at this conference. Thank you all so much. Have a great
Thank
night, everybody.
Thank you, Paula. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.